Yes, people, welcome to Off Pitch, a brand new show which covers the UEFA Champions League with a beat. I'm Culture Cams, and alongside my co-host Neve, aka Stump Peg, and Forms, we'll be taking you on a footballing immersive experience, the first of its kind. Forms, what happened in match week 10?
Let me kick things off with a big one. Off pitch, we're not here to play. Me, Stump Peg and Culture Cams with a brand new show on a big new stage. We got our own band, are you mad? Putting the UCL to a beat. And you know my job already, so this week in the Champions League. City had a mountain, going to the Bernabeu had to be gigantic. Any other season would have been a classic, sung by Kylian Hattrick. Celtic nearly did the unthinkable until last minute Munich. Fonzo Davies, little bit of luck. Schmeichel saves, they lose it. Gold Fest in France, breast on by double figures. So much talent out in Paris. 10-0 PSG, the winners as Feyenoord are flying through. PSV knock out Juventus. Atalanta lose to Bruges. Could we see dark horse contenders? Bayern v Leverkusen and a Madrid derby pending. Round of 16 up next, and I got no idea how it's ending.
Hey, big up Forms, man. Big up. That was impressive.
Thank you so much.
That was so good, man.
Just so much talent on this stage with the band as well. Talent that I just do not possess.
First and foremost, that's how are you guys, man? How is everybody?
I'm ready for this whole series.
What are you?
Yeah, I haven't decided if I'm just going to embrace the fact that we're sharing the stage of a band talking about football, if I just pretend they're not there.
Oh, no, they're cold. You are cold.
Listen, guys. This is going to be an amazing experience, 110%. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, before we get into the football, I've got a little surprise for you.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right.
I'll be right back.
This is the closest you will ever get to that.
Let me sing a song quickly.
As a Spurs fan.
Champions of Europe, you'll never sing that.
Listen, I knew as soon as you brought a trophy out, like the first, my first thought was, oh my God, a trophy. And then my second one was great. Here we go.
Listen, this is the official Champions League trophy. I mean, Cristiano has picked that up.
Crazy.
Messi has picked that up. Zidane, Fergie. Look, I even have gloves.
So I can't like lick it.
You cannot touch it. You okay. can't, only I can touch it with these gloves. This is the official thing. It's unbelievable. Listen, guys, this Champions League round, Manchester City versus Real Madrid. First and foremost, who would have ever thought that we would have seen them two at the playoff stage? But one man had to decide it, and you know who that was. Kylian Mbappe with a devastating hat trick. Let's check the video.
Stand on street, I need a pack to land on me. All cats don't land on feet. I mean, Champions League.
That was a banger.
Dave, Giggs.
Yeah.
On the same track.
Pod.
Forget it.
It's like Vinny and Mbappe.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Let's talk about Kylian Mbappe. Talk to me about that fixture.
I think superstars, they have those nights, don't they? Where, I mean, in an interview, Mbappe actually said that his adaptation period is over and it's time to show his personality and skill. And we saw that, the celebrations for each goal. And each goal as well, it was just such a treat to watch them and to watch the whole team, those attacking players.
It's pure Real Madrid football. And those celebrations were ridiculous. You dink the keeper and then you run over to the sideline and go, huh? And then you do the defender, put him on his bum, and then you go, huh? And then you do the third one. You look in the camera and you go, yeah, I'm that guy. He's so here.
It proper felt like a welcome to Real Madrid moment for Mbappe, because there's been a lot of talk about him, like maybe is he settling well? But as you said, I think this is now his time where he's going to show the world what he's made of. And now he's probably going to enter himself in Ballon d'Or discussions. So that's the way it can just turn around so quickly for top players. Another team that needs a mention is PSG. They are absolutely flying. Are you impressed by them?
Yeah, I think what was really impressive was that what they're trying to do, PSG, sort of in a post-superstar world with some of the signings they've had in the past, is they want to attack as a team. And we're seeing that. They had seven different goal scorers, which is the first time that's ever been done in Champions League history. And then all three substitutes all scored too, which is the first time that's ever been done. So I think they've got that nailed on in terms of attacking. There's a lot of fluidity in attack as well. For me now with them, it's just about you're doing that against a team that domestically you're comfortable against in Brest. Okay, can you take the momentum through and can you defend as a team against the tougher teams as well?
Do you feel like there's a bit less pressure from the PSG fans now, considering they had the superstar era and everything was expected of them? Yeah, they were dominating in France, but they still couldn't quite do it in Europe. And now they've got like a rejuvenated younger squad who I guess need this experience to grow and kind of find themselves as footballers and work as a team and get there. Do you think there's less pressure from PSG fans and like, okay, we'll give you a couple more years? Or do you think it's still like, no, we want glory and we want it right now?
I think the fans will look at these players and they'll be entertained by them and that will go a long way. But I do think those supporters, especially when they play at Parc des Princes, they are craving success in Europe.
Yeah. Off pitch. Champions League. Yeah. UEFA. What? Uh-huh. Oh, did you see what I done? Came in a black Benz, left in a white one.
That's Jay Huss's best song, you know?
You reckon?
Still to this day, I think that's his best song.
And they made it sound cold.
Mm. You alluded to it, Forms, but does this young team have enough stars to win the Champions League? Because you did mention Messi's gone, and Neymar's gone, and Mbappe's gone. But when to win the Champions League, you need that star. Do they have enough?
There's an honest answer, I don't think so yet. But I think if they keep the squad that they've got and then every couple windows, they'll bring in someone who maybe have that little bit more experience as the younger guys and maybe the less experienced guys in Europe start to come into themselves. And yeah, I think they'll have what it takes. Do I think it will be this season? There's a lot more teams in the competition.
So where do you sort of put PSG, like in your estimations, if you are to sort of say your top three teams you're looking at now, what we've seen so far, are they not in either of your top threes, you would say?
PSG probably wouldn't be in my top three, but I've got PSG as one of the most entertaining teams. And the fact that they've got Liverpool, yeah, man, you're thinking about what Liverpool have to have going forward. You're thinking about what PSG have going forward. I'm expecting goals, I'm expecting excitement, but do I have them in my top three? Probably not.
Go on then, let's do our top three. Ooh. Who are we thinking off the top of our head?
I'll go first. Ooh. And I'm going to say it with my heart and my chest because I want my man Harry Kane to lift this trophy sitting next to me.
Here we go.
I won't put them top, but I reckon Madrid have got it in them to do it again. And then Bayern I'm putting under them. And then if it's not them, I reckon Barca have got the star power.
I'm going Real Madrid. I've got them in my top three. Barcelona. I would love an El Clasico final. Love it. And I'm actually going to go with Inter. Yes. I think Inter, I'm looking at the bracket that they're in as well. I'm expecting them to at least be in the semi-finals. Who's your top three?
Yeah, I would say Barcelona as well. I think Inter is a really good shout. Mm. Liverpool, I'm shocked that neither of you have said Liverpool. Do you know, I want to see Real Madrid in a game, this Atletico Madrid game will make my decision for me because it's going to be totally different to what City did. Yeah. But right now, I think Liverpool. I can't believe neither of you have said Liverpool.
I can't believe you haven't put Madrid in your top of the Real Madrid.
Exactly.
I can't believe you said, I think Bayern over Liverpool is more outrageous.
Yeah, but I'm talking with my heart here. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. Am I desperate to see Harry Kane lift the big trophy? Of course.
Talking about Bayern Munich, of course, they scraped through. In fact, they tackled the ball into the net. And they are now obviously in the last 16, but it was a narrow, narrow going through versus Celtic. Talk to me about Bayern Munich.
You know what? I think that have they been their dominant European force this season? No. Mm-hmm. Are they getting results that put them over the line? Yes. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think now that they're past this like difficult, okay, we didn't quite get through the league phase as well as we wanted to, and we really didn't show what we could do in the playoff phase, and Celtic did make it very hard for them. I just think now is where they hit their stride, because this is where Munich have that mentality.
You see, this is where I sort of disagree in terms of with the Celtic game. I actually think, yeah, Bayern had more of the ball, for example, and they were, especially towards the end of the game, they kept just pinning Celtic back. But I think actually that first half, I think, OK, you might see and look and think, OK, Bayern are the dominant team here. But which team do I think for the majority of that game did what they wanted to do and the game went as they wanted it to go? You would say Celtic, in my opinion.
Absolute heartbreak for Celtic. But let's take a look at Bayern Munich's goal.
To take by her mind has been made up. Yeah. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Try your eyes, mate. I know you want to show her how much all this pain hurts. But you gotta walk away now. It's over.
I'm gonna ask you guys a question. Would you prefer to win in the way Bayern Munich did, in a last minute winner? Or would you rather just be so dominant, like how PSG did it over Brest? I'll ask you first, Niamh.
From a fan or a player perspective?
That's what I'm thinking.
If you were playing.
I think if you were playing, you would want to dominate, right? Wouldn't you? Because the season is so long, there's so many games, especially this early on. Perhaps in a final, but this early on, there's so much physical and emotional energy that you need to save.
What about as a fan, though? What about as a fan?
Oh, as a fan, I want limbs all day. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm a Tottenham fan, so I've seen 89 minutes of, oh, my God, are we going to get it done? And then that 90th minute when the ball crosses the line and you just go nuts. It's like the first part of that game that you felt that stressed in is like, no, OK, let's go nuts, relief, let's move on.
As you know, the Champions League is a tournament of legends. So, what we're going to do is recall and re-watch some legendary moments. But it's with a twist. The band are going to play three songs. And I'm going to need you two to guess what song matches that legendary moment. I'm going to call this game the Legends Playlist. Band, let's get for the first song.
Uh-huh. We're ready. Look. With a he say, she say, getting no delay, running like relay, bro, you ain't got it like this. Henny in my car, pound C straight, big fur, jacket from eBay, looking priceless. I gotta let the dreadlocks marinate, we gotta toast up, celebrate, but everyone scream next up, but I'm the number one candidate.
Forms, you look like you were enjoying that, so you're gonna go first. What goal is that song trying to reference?
I don't know how, like, deep into analytics, and I'm gonna, like, I don't really know. It's like, okay, number one candidate, Ants Live. He's an Arsenal fan. I might forfeit this and give it to Niamh.
Okay, Niamh. So as he said, it's called Number One Candidate. That's the song name. So can you think about what song that's referencing?
Instinctively, you're thinking like the best players, thinking like Messi moments with him. But then I am also thinking maybe like, everyone's saying next up. So who's maybe received flak, stick? So I was, in my head, I was like instinctively thinking of Trent.
Oh,
because everyone's like, oh, who's coming up next in the round against Barcelona? That corner kick when he thinks quickly to Origi. Mm. But then I thought I'm actually potentially overthinking this.
I have got an answer actually.
Okay.
Now. If I'm thinking number one candidate, and I'm thinking who is Mr. Champions League, I'm thinking Ronaldo. I'm just gonna throw in Ronaldo's bicycle kick.
Well, you're both wrong. Let me just tell you, you're both wrong. So I'm going to give you guys a clue, and this is whoever gets it first, all right? The clue is, it's a number one candidate for the best Champions League final goal ever.
Oh, is it Solskjaer then?
Best! Yeah, I mean, that was a great moment.
I'm only saying it because you're a United fan and we're friends, man.
Best quality.
Is it always dealing with Bale or Zidane? I'm going to say Zidane.
Can we get a drum roll? Let's have a look! Niamh, 1-0.
Sorry, can you say that again? I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. 1-0.
It begins.
Two stand peg, 1-0.
Thank you.
Two stand. Okay, cool. Band, let's go for the second one.
The trouble starter, punkin' instigator. Yeah. the fear addicted. Yeah, danger illustrated. Danger. I'm the fire starter. Twisted fire starter. Yeah. But you're the fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
Neve, you're currently 1-0 up, so I'm going to let you start.
This is hard.
Mm. It's so hard.
Why would a player be a fire starter?
Yeah, they're a hothead. They're going a bit nuts. Who broke whose bones? Who started an argument in the tunnel?
Nah, you're thinking the wrong way. Fire, like, you lit the fire. You
Come
lit
back.
The fire.
Lucas Moura!
Oh, hey, my
I'm
God.
Locking it in. It's so Lucas Moura!
All right, you're going Lucas Moura.
OK, I'm going to go for Neymar with the assist for Sergio Roberto
to
complete the remontada.
You're both wrong.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a clue. All right? The clue is the Red Devils' performance started a fire for his career.
Rooney.
Against?
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go on.
I actually don't know, but I was just going to guess, like, Bayern Munich.
No.
Chelsea.
No, because I'm thinking of the game. I just can't think of the opponent.
I know right now you guys that are watching are screaming the answers.
Did he score a hat-trick on his debut in Europe?
Yeah, but like, yes. Who? If you can give me a clue, then I jump in with the answer and then we make
it. It's not teamwork. It's not teamwork. You're guessing each other.
We've got to get there somehow.
No, true.
Let's just show them what goal it is.
All right.
I don't know who to give the point to.
No, but I don't know if the cameras picked it up. Maybe they heard me say Bayern Munich. What I meant to say was Fenerbahce.
Do you know what?
I think me, because I said instinctively
decision.
Rooney. Sort of. Yeah. I gave more information to the discussion, said the hat trick.
Executive decision. I'm actually going to have to give it to Neve. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she said Rooney hat trick.
Yeah.
I got to go with that one. Guys, band, let's hit the last one.
I'm a swerve in the corner, whoa. But hold on tight, cause I'll tweaking this and start letting it go. And I heard that she wanna show me who she be, I'm kinda and way to show me some more. Yeah, we tatted hair to talk, could give her the story wrote. You wanna tweak it out with me and I'ma show you how that go. Like the money in my pockets blow. They having convos about me, these little, they don't know. Aye.
Listen, I don't know if you guys know that song. That is Jello Tweaker. That song is going crazy at the moment in America. So, does anyone, when you were listening to them lyrics, does anyone have an idea what goal this could be? Any idea?
No, I think I'm going to need a clue.
Okay, let me give you guys a clue, right? So in the lyrics, he says, I might bend, swerve that corner. Whoa. Right? So, this guy bent that corner with his crazy bicycle kick in the Champions League final.
Gareth Bale.
We'll give that to you, Forbes. At least you got a point. Let's go. Let's take a look. Okay, before we wrap up the Legends playlist, we have seen two of the best goals in Champions League finals, with Zidane and Bale. Which one's better?
I think Bale.
Yeah,
that's just out the power he generates on that.
I'm Zidane, you know. I'm the technique. Weaker foot, waiting for the ball in the air, left foot, volley.
Yeah, I mean, they're both...
That's more difficult than an overhead kick. Let's give one more round of applause for the band, man. Thank you guys for that one. Listen, the football has been great, but it's time to hear from you guys. I know Forms has some bars tucked away, but we want to hear yours. Spit some of your own bars in hopes of winning a special prize. Band, you know what to do. Am I meant to spit bars right now? Listen. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
It's Coach Gang at the door.
Yeah.
Me and Forms.
Yo.
We are chilling no dorms.
Okay.
I got bars.
Oh, yeah.
I got cars.
Oh, yeah.
I score goals.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah. I was doing it. I'm decent.
I think my job's safe, though.
Yeah, listen, no. I'm coming for your job.
Bring it.
Listen, not only me, but the people might be coming for your job.
Very, very true. It really is that simple. Look, you've seen me do it, so it's your turn. Use the beat, wrap up the week, and you can send in your videos on TikTok, X, Instagram. Just make sure you use the hashtag UCL off pitch. Can't wait to see your bars.
So the playoffs have been fun, but the serious business is about to begin, because It's fantasy football time.
Yeah. What's exciting is that we get to pick all the best players from Europe.
So, Niamh, as our in-house analyst, you're going to go first. Bandy, ready? Let's take it away.
Hi, so in goal, I'm going to go for Emiliano Martinez. Villa are picking up momentum and he's known for making big saves. In defence, Federico DiMarco. Inter have conceded one goal so far in the Champions League. And he gets forward too to create chances. Midfield, Mo Salah, because everything goes through him and he's up against Nuno Mendes. And up top, Robert Lewandowski. Barcelona will score loads of goals and he takes penalties.
Makes sense.
Light work.
I was reading Greek as well. The quickest.
It's definitely the quickest Niamh has ever spoken in her life. Yeah. I'm happy I got nobody in your team. That's what I'm happy about. Yeah, nobody in your team is in my team, but Forms,
yes,
your turn. No pressure. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Band, let's go.
In goal, I've gone Kobel, Dortmund, mainly because they're playing Lille at home, and I think they're probably its best chance of keeping a clean sheet. Defence, I've gone Dumfries, Inter. I think they're going to keep clean. They're going to keep more clean sheets, and he's going to probably get a cheeky assist. This time pressure is way too much for me. Midfield, I've got Morgan Rodgers. He's young. He's finding his feet in the Champions League, and I think Villa are going to do okay against Bruges. And then up top, I've gone for my boy Harry Kane. No doubt, it's German team v German team. He's going to get some pens.
With the bias at the end. Yeah.
God, that was tougher than I thought.
The music makes it tough. I heard you've got Harry Kane in your team.
Yep.
You've got Dumfries, you said.
Yep. Kobel and goal.
That Kobel one, I'm not too sure.
I just at home to Lille.
Yeah, you're sounding like cash money to me, man, honestly. Now that you've got Kobel, who's your midfielder again?
Rodgers. Just confidence, isn't it?
Do you think Harry Kane will get more points than Eliseo?
Yes, because he's going to score a hat-trick.
But then what happens if he's not fully fit, can't play a 490, whereas Eliseo definitely will?
Well, then I've lost, haven't I?
Okay, so I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, run it.
I've actually got the stats. Okay.
All right, let me do this. It's your turn.
I feel like pressure's on now, innit?
That's good. Third and hopefully not the best till last, because I want to win. You got 30 seconds.
Okay.
Band, let's get it.
You're ready.
All right. In defence, I'm going with Frimpong, attacking fullback. Bayern versus Leverkusen. He's familiar with the team, so I think he might get a goal or assist in there.
You're ready.
Points at the moment. Rafinha, I'm going next. 84 points. He's my captain. Barcelona flying. I think he's going to get goals. I think he's going to get assists. Already got two goals against Benfica, so I'm excited. In goal, I'm going Jan Sommer. Seven clean sheets in eight games. Inter Milan are solid, only conceded one. Let's go. And up front, I'm going Kylian Mbappe.
Yeah, smashed it. But what did you just tell him? What?
I mean, Sam's got a broken thumb, but he could still do really, really
seven
well.
Clean sheets ain't good if you're in a hospital bed, bro.
He's got a broken thumb.
He's got a broken thumb.
Can I make a sub?
No.
Can I make a sub?
30 seconds.
Can I make a sub?
Not at all.
Oh, my God.
If I were you, I'd captain Rafinha.
Nah, so Rafinha, I've got him as my captain at the moment, actually.
But if he's going to get points, it'll probably be creating stuff for my guy, Lewandowski, so we'll...
But Rafinha, two goals against Benfica and last-minute winner.
So did Lewandowski.
Ooh.
I'm just going to sit out of this one.
Ooh, this is serious ball talk over here.
What are you saying? You're saying Morgan Rodgers in midfield is a serious ball talk?
You
That's
are looking
really
like food
shout,
to me.
I think, yeah.
This, you're looking like food, like rice, chicken, tuna, all of that. That's what you're looking like to me right now.
Well, I'm
man.
Hungry. Let's eat.
So thank you very much for watching. We will see you next time for the quarterfinals off pitch. Thank you, Forms, of course, for joining. Thank you, Niamh, as well. Thank you to this amazing band. And we will see you guys next time. Peace.